Hello and welcome to the Tank Slappers podcast, Autosport and the Motorsport Network's podcast for all things two-wheeled. I am your host, Lewis Duncan, and joining me, as ever, is Oriol Puigdemont. And Yuri, has been quite the week in MotoGP. It's a historic week because, of course, there are two big stories, but the first one, of course, that we must touch on is Aprilia, Aleix Espargaró, both finally winners in MotoGP. And I mean, it was a fantastic day in Argentina. It was a fantastic weekend for Aprilia, and just a great all round for MotoGP.
It was fantastic. I think it's the best way to end up a really good story. And Aleix has been working super hard since 2017 with a non-reliable and non really fast bike, and they both end up having a really competitive machine, and let's see what the future brings for them.
It's one of those stories. It's really it's almost a full circle moment for MotoGP, because of course Aleix came back into the premier class in 2012 on an Aprilia ART CRT machine, the rules that were designed by Dorna to bring in manufacturers like Aprilia so that they can be one day competitive. It's really, from that point of view, it's very much the kind of the culmination of 10 years of hard work to finally now have all manufacturers as winners.
Yeah, I mean, step by step, they keep building up this kind of competition. And at the moment, we have the most competitive motorsport series, because any manufacturer can win a race, which is not really happening in many different categories. So the one missing was Aprilia, and they finally made it, and they made it in a really regular weekend. I mean, no, without raining, without any, okay, yeah, it was a 2 days weekend, race weekend instead of three, but it was a super win from, I mean, pole position and win in a normal Sunday. So full credit to both Aleix and Aprilia.
Yeah, I mean, we on this podcast before, we have been quite critical of Aprilia, let's say, because over the years they have cultivated an image of being a backmarker. They've made very odd decisions, you know.
That's the point. That's the key fact. I mean, that's the key factor. I'm not the one criticizing anybody just for no reason. I mean, they were taking weird decisions. But from, let's say, last season, they have been starting to build a really good team with a rival of Rivola and doing really good jobs, making huge steps. And now, full credit to them. But, I mean, in the past, and not because I was a bit hard, but even the people inside the team, I mean, were not understanding what was going on there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's really sort of two key things, really, in terms of how Aprilia evolved has been, as you mentioned, Rivola, Massimo Rivola coming in as CEO, relieving Romano Albertiano of that sort of team manager role, which he'd sort of was doing double duty with, along with his main role as a technical guy. He's an engineer. He isn't a team manager. You know, that allowed Romano to focus on the bike. And of course, back in 2016, signing Aleix for the following season, you know, a rider that not many people have believed in. You know, some quite famous sort of incidents with certain riders making comments on social media about Aleix, but you know, Aleix has been, he was instrumental in helping Suzuki get back to being race winners and developing that bike. And he's done it again now with Aprilia. And for me, the best thing about this win is it finally proves to people that what we've believed for a long time is that Aleix is worthy of his place in MotoGP. He deserves it. He is, you will find no more dedicated a rider than Aleix Espargaró.
We all had the impression that he was in the obligation of justifying his position all the time and his job all the time. And he spoke about that in the recent races, saying that every year when a new teammate was arriving, I always had to show that I was faster because everybody put me in doubt. And then I did it every single time. So hopefully from now on, all these doubts will be banished because he deserves, I mean, he is the one who has put the Aprilia there. I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, of course, the engineers are the ones working and the technicians are the ones working on the bike, but following Aleix's directions, because he's been the most consistent and the most fast, the fastest rider there. So,
for sure. And this result was coming. You know, we've seen since last year when Aprilia really took a step forward with the bike, it was much more of a regular top six contender. Of course, Aleix on the podium at Silverstone. And at the start of the year as well, we spoke about it after Qatar, how immense a job he did in that race to be just a few seconds away from the win, which at that time was the closest an Aprilia had come to winning a race. This isn't a surprise result, I think is the best way to put it. We have the signs of being there. And like you said, it was a normal, yes, it was an odd weekend because of the freight delays, but it was a normal race. And I think if anything, this weekend showed just how, in Argentina, showed just how good the base setup of the Aprilia is, because Aleix could roll it out straight away. And Maverick said himself as well, from the first lap, they were quick. And it shows that, if anything, that the Aprilia is all round a very good package.
Yeah, I mean, they've been normally, especially Aleix, he's been fast in different races, especially on Fridays. But then Saturday was not that fast and Sunday was not that fast. But here, I mean, he's been fast in all the sessions, and also Maverick. I remember, if I'm not wrong, in the FP2, they were both the fastest riders. The FP2, that in this case was the one making the groups, selecting the riders going to Q1 and Q2. So, and also in qualifying, Aleix was on pole, and Maverick, if I'm not wrong, was fifth on the grid. So they were both really fast. And Maverick, at the start, let's say until lap 14, 15, he was there. He was there. And I think he ended up less than, I would say,
so he was six seconds away from Aleix at the checkered flag,
which is the shortest margin, the smallest margin with the winner. So they made a step. Maverick told us that in the warm up in Mandalika, he made a huge step, and we've shown that. Let's wait and see if here in Austin they can, show it again.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's the Aleix win is interesting because, of course, you spoke to Massimo Ravola and Sepang at the preseason test, and he told you that he sees the Aprilia sees Maverick as a long term rider. They want him to be the kind of their captain going forward, I suppose. You know, the pressure was already on him coming into this year. Now that Aleix has proven that the bike can win, Maverick, there's nowhere to hide from Maverick now. He needs to, at some point this year, really deliver on the promise that Aprilia believes in him.
And it won't be easy for him being faster than Aleix. So, of course, the pressure will be on him. But, that was his choice.
For sure. If anyone's going to make it work, I would like to think it's Maverick. We know how quick a rider he is. We know that the steps that Aprilia have taken to help him, you know, this working group they built around him with sports psychologists, trainer and such.
To be honest, I was starting to be a bit worried after his last comments, like, Aprilia, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. I don't know the bike, blah, 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 because it reminded me about what we've heard from him in Yamaha. But fortunately, he made this click in Mandalika in the warm-up, and then he has delivered a much better version of him in Argentina. So let's wait, and if he can do it again, I'm not talking about being P5 on the grid, because I think it will be depending on the racetrack, but being closer to the front, that would be awesome.
Yeah, for sure. He's given himself until Jerez, really, to kind of bed himself in with the bike, and he is understanding the front end, and I look forward to seeing Jerez, really. That's got to be, he has to back these things up, because as you said, you know, Maverick has on a lot of occasions said a lot of things about how quick he is about this, that, and the next thing, and then not delivered on track. He now must, you know, if Aleix is doing it and the Aprilia is proven, Maverick must. But let's see how he gets on in Austin this weekend. That leads me on to the other big story coming into this weekend, Yuri, is of course Marc Márquez is back. Missed Argentina because of new vision problems from this horrible Indonesia crash. It's very hard to kind of know with Mark coming into this weekend, because everyone is sort of going to expect him to jump on the bike and do what he did last year. But that Indonesia crash was massive. And we know Mark doesn't get rattled often, but this was the first time since his arm brake crash at Jerez that he's had a big incident that's had big consequences.
Yeah, and I think he's been very low in terms of his... let's say psychological mood. He was very low because Alex told us. So the problem with Mark is that I don't know if he needs to change a bit or to recalibrate his approach. You know, just taking in consideration the risks that he is taking and the risks that he can have by having these kind of crashes. Because until Jerez 2020, when he had that crash and broke his arm, we all at least... I was thinking that he was Superman. But from then on, he's been really, injured after injury after injury. And now, of course, a huge impact or a big impact on his head can have big consequences, because he can miss. This time was only two races, but the time before was 3 months. So that's what I think, that maybe, I don't know if he will be able to do it, because in a way he will be fighting against his DNA. But I want to believe that there's another way.
There has to be. I mean, we're not talking about, it's not even a case of missing races anymore. You know, a vision problem is, if it gets worse, it's something that affects everyday life. We know when he spoke about what happened last year, that for a long time he couldn't even get up off the couch and walk around. It was that bad. And that's, you know, yes, this is the life he has chosen, and this is a risk of motorsport. But
Don't get me wrong. It's very easy to talk in our position, okay?
Of course, 100%.
I know that. But it's just that it's very sad that there is no other way. I want to think that there is another way, you know?
It's a human being at the end of the day. It's not, you're like, you. Yes, we once all thought that Mark was a man of steel, and we like to think that, but no matter who the racer is, no matter how kind of legendary they are, it's a person at the end of the day. And you have to say that a person's well-being is far more important than any result in any kind of sport. And I know that's, again, easy for us to say, this is a Mark's life, but he does need to sort of rethink the approach, I think, which, but whether he, like you say, whether he can or not.
Yeah, I don't know if he will be able, but I would love to. because what he cannot deal is with this kind of situation regularly, because at some point it will be a disaster. I mean, he's been lucky this time, because, but you never know. And I wouldn't be playing with these kind of things.
You look at some other guys, you know, look at Ian Hutchinson, for example, the TC winner, when he absolutely obliterated his leg, and then he broke it again badly at another crash a few years later. These are not normal people we're dealing with. Mark will always be Mark, but like, there does need to be a change, because what happened in Indonesia,
I don't know if we can ask him to be a bit less Mark. You know, I don't know if that possibility exists on his mind. But on paper, it's super easy, you know, to say, no, I mean, just wait for the right time and then attack. Okay, wait, Austin, Saxon Ring, and then there you can go and attack. But in the other races, it's okay. But it's not like this. Of course, it's like this from our perspective, but not from the rider's perspective. So on paper, I have super clear in my mind. But then, I understand, and I know that it's not that easy for Mark.
For his sake, though, I hope he does make a change. But, and you know, we still have Mark for many, many more years in MotoGP, because whether you like him or not, the World Championship is an infinitely better place with Marc Marquez. And it will be great to see him back in Austin this weekend on track. And hopefully all will be well with the vision going forward. I think on that note, Yuri, we will wrap up. It has been a very long day for us both, with jet lag and such as we are in Austin this weekend. But thank you very much for staying up much later than I think you would like to at this point to record a podcast.
My pleasure.
And we will speak to you after the weekend, obviously.
Yes.
Thank you to the listeners. As always, you can listen to all of our other podcasts on all of our other podcast platforms, and keep following Autosport and motorsport.com for all of your MotoGP news. Until the end of this Austin weekend, it's a very warm goodbye, and keep looking after yourselves.